Good morning. I appreciate the first presentation because he has actually dealt much with the relationship between alcohol and cancer. And my presentation is going to attempt to explain this relationship using genes or simple nucleotide polymorphisms or SNPs. So, in terms of disclosure, the authors of this paper have no relationships or commercial relationship to disclose. The outline, my presentation is going to follow this way. I'll do brief introduction to the subject matter and talk about objectives, and then I'll explain my methodology and analysis. And then we'll show you the results, conclusion, and then also talk about a bit of disclosure and references as well. So here is the introduction. Why does it matter? Why do we have to talk about alcohol? In 2012, the WHO estimated about 6% of all global deaths were due to alcohol. That's about 3.3 million deaths. And then it's also observed that 16% of adults aged 15 years and above who drink engage in heavy drinking. Alcohol consumption has also been reported to be the third leading cause of poor health worldwide. And then 5% of the global burden of disease and injury were also attributed to alcohol in the same year. In the U.S., alcohol kills about 88,000, close to 90,000 people annually. And the prevalence of alcohol, drinking of alcohol, was about 70% or 71%. 29% of these people that drink engage in excessive alcohol drinking in the past months, and then about 27% of these did binge drinking. 3.5% of alcohol drinkers are actually alcohol dependents, so they depend on alcohol. And this is based on the National Survey of Drugs and Drug Use and Health Data. So now, alcohol dependence, our definition is based on the DSM-4, which has some characteristics like tolerance, withdrawal, impaired control, and unsuccessful attempt to stop or to even reduce it. Alcohol dependence has actually been known to have some genetic implication or genetic causation. It has a heritability of about 0.5, that's 50% to 60% in twin studies. And then there have been simple nucleotide polymorphisms that have been mapped to chromosome 2q35. It has also been shown to be associated with the gene AUTS2 locus. And then the SNP, this particular SNP, between the genes ADHA1B and then ADHA1C, have also been shown to be associated with alcohol. And heritability in genetics is the proportion of phenotypic variation that is attributed to a particular genetic variation in the population. Now, alcohol drinking and cancer, I wouldn't want to talk too much about this because our first presentation dealt with it. So it's known that alcohol drinking is associated with cancer, especially of the oral cavity. And then it has been observed that this particular gene, ADHA1B and then ALDH2, combined with alcohol consumption may play a role in cancer. So the people that drink and have this kind of genetic variation may have increased risk of cancer. So with this knowledge, well, our question is whether there's any common genetic variance for AD and cancer, that is alcohol dependence and cancer. This PDLM5 gene has been associated with cancer in the past, in 2009 and 2012, by different studies. Then the same gene recently has been linked to alcohol dependence. That is in 2004. So we want to find out whether there are variants in the PDLM5 that are shared between alcohol dependence and cancer. Let's talk briefly about the PDLM5. It has other names like the PDZ and LMI domain 5, and it's also known as the L9 ENH, LIM, and then ENH1. It's located at 4Q22. It's a protein that is found in the regions of the brain, and predominantly we have it in the hippocampi, the cortex, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the amygdala, and the cerebellum. It's composed of about 50 to 60 amino acid performing protein-protein interactions, and it has been linked in the past to schizophrenia, bipolar depression, and major depressive disorders, and other mental health illness. It has also been linked to prostate cancer in the past, but the studies about that is not too conclusive, because current meta-analysis found that it's not too significant. So our main aim was to examine association of PDL with alcohol dependence and cancer, and also to identify any shared genetic variants within the PDLIM5. So the study, first the methodology, we used two different data sets. The first one is the study of addiction, genetics, and environment, which we call the SAGE sample. And this sample contains about 1 million Illumina SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms. And it has 4,000 unrelated subjects of European and African American descendants. So we had 1,944 participants who have been diagnosed as alcohol dependents using the DSM-4 diagnostic manual. Then we had about close to 2,000 people who have ever used alcohol, but they have never been addicted or addicted to any other substances. So within the PDLMI-5, we have 72 SNPs in the SAGE sample. And when they were genotyping, the SNP call rate was put at 98%. Here is the next sample that we used, the Marshfield sample. It's a genome-wide association study on cataract and HDL, that is high-density lipoprotein, in a personalized medicine research project cohort. It's developed and validated electronically phenotyping algorithm with a positive predictive value of greater than 95%. So these are the genotyping. I probably will not go into that technicalities. In it, we have 716 cancer cases and 2,848 controls, people who did not have cancer. And within the PDLM gene, within this sample, has 47 SNPs available for analysis. So here is what we did. We had 1,066 alcohol-dependent Caucasians cases, and then we had 1,278 Caucasian controls in the SAGE sample. And then in the Marshfield sample, we have 716 cancer cases and then 2,848 controls. We used the HaploView software to conduct analysis to do at the Weinberg equilibrium, and we tested this for all controls. And then minor allele frequency was also tested, determined for each of the SNPs. We also conducted linkage disequilibrium analysis, and we did pairwise linkage disequilibrium statistics. And these were assessed for controls. Then we used the Plink software to do a logistic regression analysis of alcohol dependence and cancer as a binary treat, and then we adjusted for age and sex. So we obtained the odds ratios and standard errors, and then we also conducted haplotype analysis to look at specific alleles that are associated. This is just a summary of the participants. We can see in terms of alcohol dependence, as expected, we had more males than females. And the controls, we had more females than males. So that's expected. The mean age for those with alcohol dependence was 38, plus or minus 9, almost 10 years. And then the mean age for cancer was 71, plus or minus 10, 72, and plus or minus 11 years. Now, all SNPs were in Hedy Weinberg equilibrium in the controls, so the probability was greater than 0.001, I think less than 0.001. greater than 0.01. The single marker analysis showed that there were 16 SNPs in the sage sample that were associated with alcohol dependence. And then the SNP that showed strongest association or strongest significance was the one that's shown, RS, that number is too long to mention. So, and that was associated with alcohol dependence in the sage sample. Then, within the match phase sample, we looked at the 16 SNPs that were associated with the sage sample. How many of them were associated with cancer? So within the match phase sample, these 16, three of them showed significant association with cancer. And these are the SNPs that showed significant association with cancer as shown there. And their respective p-values. Or in each p-value is less than 0.05. Then we also look at the block. So we find a block for 17 SNPs, including most significant associated SNP. And we look at the haplotype. So the AC haplotype from SNP, RS1173-2687, and the other SNP were associated with cancer with the probability as shown, very high significance. And we also had the TA haplotype also associated with AD, sorry, alcohol dependent. So this is just a block. I'm going to want us to spend time, but if you want to look at it later, I can show it to you. So in conclusion, from our analysis, we found that there are 16 SNPs associated with alcohol dependence. And this supports findings by Galenta, 2014, which is a recent study. We were trying to find out what might explain this, but we've seen that the PDLM-I5 actually has a role in synaptic calcium, and this calcium sensitivity has in the past shown to be associated with alcohol drinking. So our question was like, does it this explain the association, which requires further study? So that's why I put a question mark there. Then we also observed that we have at least three SNPs that are shared between cancer and alcohol dependence. And then a common explanation that we have known in the past is that this PDZ, which is also a type of the PDLM5 protein, actually supports cellular signaling and cell fate determination. And it may play a role in cell division regulation and invasiveness of prostate cancer. So actually our study is in line with what I've been observed earlier on, that variance in the PDLM-I5 may play a role in cancer. So we were trying to suggest whether there's this kind of role that it plays in cell regulation and division. It's a mechanism through which alcohol dependence and cancer may be related by the gene. So that is a question that needs to be evaluated later. The strength, let's talk briefly about strength. In fact, this is our first, to the best of our knowledge, this is the first study that looked at comorbidity of alcohol dependence and cancer in the PDLM5 polymorphism. And then our sample was large enough and ethnically homogeneous, so giving us that ability to be able to look at genetic variants. And we were thorough also in our analysis. However, we have some limitations that need to be taken into consideration when we want to interpret our results. First, we should not forget that we limited our analysis to only Caucasians. This is a strength rather than a limitation, because that way we have homogeneous genes. But it's also, we should be aware that when we are trying to interpret this, we cannot use that one for other ethnic groups. And then our cancer was too broad, because we talk about cancer in general, and alcohol may not be linked with other cancers. So we could have narrowed it a bit, but that was how the data had been collected, so we didn't have much to do. And we shouldn't forget that since we did statistical analysis, there's possibility of type 1 error. So replication of the study is required. So basically, that is my presentation. And our study is original, we've not published anywhere. And the authors declared that they have no conflict of interest, and we did not also receive any funding. So that is it. Thank you very much for listening.